Los Angeles is facing a $220 million budget deficit. Miguel Santana, the city's chief financial officer, says LA has done all the cutting it can, and more revenue is needed to prevent cuts to crucial services.
This final piece really requires now a vote of the people if our intention is to keep public safety intact.
Up until 2 weeks ago, budget officials were pushing a ballot measure that would increase taxes on real estate sales as the answer to the city's problems. But today's proposal to put a half-cent sales tax boost on the ballot, which received 4 no votes in council, signals a change in strategy. The shift came after aggressive lobbying from real estate groups who opposed the proposed tax on property transactions. Harvey Englander runs the lobbying company that represented the real estate groups. His clients presented city leaders with polling numbers showing that a sales tax hike would be more popular with voters than the real estate measure.
My clients, the Realtors Association, looked at all the taxes that had been proposed by the CAO a few months ago. We did research on them. We found the taxes that would most severely impact the property owners were also the least popular taxes. But instead of just wanting to say no, we worked with elected officials and with staff at the city to help provide alternative taxes that would have more public acceptance.
Some see this now successful lobbying effort as somewhat of a backroom deal. Here's Larry Gross, executive director of the Coalition for Economic Survival.
We see this as the real estate industry funding, you know, what is clearly not an unbiased third-party poll to provide cover for these elected officials to do their bidding.
Budget Chief Santana said while the city met with real estate groups, their influence was minimal. He said they landed on a sales tax hike because measures like it have been more popular with voters around the state. Another factor, the new proposal brings in more money.
And at the end of the day, the council approved the sales tax because it would provide the most general fund revenue. The other alternatives would provide less than half of what a sales tax increase would do.
Because today's vote was not unanimous, the council will vote again next week before the tax hike is approved for the March ballot. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.